USA Radio News.
The alleged gunman who killed seven people and injured dozens more at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, was indicted on 117 charges. The Lake County State Attorney's Office has confirmed. The charges include 21 first-degree murder charges, three for each person who died in the shooting. Robert Carimo III was also charged with 48 counts of attempted murder and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm for each person who was grazed by a bullet or shrapnel. The 21-year-old's next court appearance will be Wednesday, August 3rd. Nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution. That's according to U.S. health regulators. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Senator Joe Manchin announced he will support a package that includes major investments in drug pricing as well as provisions to address climate change and taxes on the wealthy. This comes after months of negotiation between Manchin and State Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The two said the text of the deal has been submitted to the state parliamentarian and the full Senate will consider it next week. According to a one-page summary, the bill will include $739 billion in new revenue through a 15% corporate minimum tax, prescription drug savings, added IRS enforcement, and it will limit the so-called carried interest tax break. The bill will also include $369 billion in spending on energy security and climate change and funding for the Affordable Care Act. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Alabama will be carrying out an execution.
Alabama remains on schedule to carry out the execution of a death row inmate Thursday night. Joe James Jr. is set to be put to death by lethal injection. This comes after a federal judge turned down a request for a stay of execution last week. James was convicted of shooting to death his former girlfriend, Faith Hall, back in 1994. The victim's family is asking he not be executed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The owner of an underwater oil pipeline that spills about 25,000 gallons of crud into the ocean off Southern California last year will pay nearly $1 million in cleanup costs. Investigators believe the San Pedro Bay pipeline that spilled the crud from offshore oil platforms to the coast was weakened when a cargo ship's anchor snagged it in high winds in January 2021. That's months before it ultimately ruptured on October 1st. The money will also go to the county agency and reimburse the county for legal costs and the hiring of contractors and environmental consultants. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.